No more coffee. I can't see the sense in messing about, so I'll get to the point. You should know there's no replacement for coffee. Tea can come a close second. Maybe Coke is up there, along with its close allies, Cherry Coke and Coke with lemon and ice. But as for true replacements, for that sweet, milky, strong, rich, and luxurious tasting wonder liquid, they simply don't exist. A doctor told me once to drink water, and although I didn't tell him this, it would be like substituting celery for chocolate, plasticine for cheese, and a paving slab for white sliced bread. If you're having trouble imagining this, then try imagining replacing your mother with Hitler, your shoes with rusty nails with straps on, or your barber or hairdresser with a tree surgeon. You'll soon see, I hope, as is only right, that it simply cannot be done. All you get is, as I'm sure is obvious by now, a bucket full of torture and a craving, after you're done dealing with it, for a big, strong cup of that delightful, delicious, fantastic, irreplaceable coffee.